we invite you to close your eyes. And once again, the reason we ask that you close your eyes just for the next few moments is so you can release any distractions from your outer world, observed and felt in a 3D way from your sight, and then your brain interpreting what it is you see with your 3D eyes and your sight, to instead feel, sense, and interpret what is happening without that 3D stimulus. Feel into what's happening inside. Could it be that there is a divine aspect of you waiting for this focused communication? And if so, what would that message be now that your focus and your intent is actively searching to engage the divine aspect of yourself? Is it possible the energy of love is the first thing that wishes to connect? And after those waves of love connect with you, what else could be there? Perhaps it is another message waiting to be shared with us from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Let's do a summary of the first quarter of 2026, now that it has gone and that you have figured out perhaps that indeed there is something different about this year that I then told you about earlier and mentioned that the attributes are completely and totally new for this year. This is a different energy for this planet. Let's take a look at some of the things that I mentioned. Also, how are you doing with it? Perhaps there's a challenge or two for you as well. The first thing I told you about 2026 was it is an energy that has never occurred on this planet. And that things would start to then change dramatically right away. Other things would remain, and you'll happen later in this year. However, you'll start to anticipate them, or perhaps see the seeds planted of them. So let's start at the main one. One of the things that 2026 is going to bring is closure. For old souls, this is profound. For the world as well, because it will feel the same kind of thing that you all feel. Closure. A settlement, you might say. A way then to take things that were never solved before and see them solved. To see something happen finally with things that have been unresolved completely. And the first thing you got was a war. And that happened almost immediately in February, dear ones. Did you look at the synchronicity and ask the question, why now? I take you back 47 years, quite a while, were the problems that first happened with Iran. And with the regime change, the hostage crisis, all of the other things that took place then, it never got resolved. You realize this, that that particular relationship between that country and the United States, they were never resolved. It was always contentious. There were always difficulties. There were always sanctions. And it dragged and dragged for almost half a century. You see that? Why now? Suddenly, this year, it comes to a head. Why now? Suddenly, then, there is a desire for closure, for agreements, for something that sticks and it never did before. You have to ask yourself, why is the timing now? Is it just a coincidence? It is not a coincidence. That is the energy of now. The entire Middle East is involved, perhaps, in some kind of resolution of change, so that it will not stay the same as it was. So there's something that will happen, or agreements to put in place that were never there before, to allow for new, younger players to come in eventually and finish the job. The job of resolution, the job of agreements, the job of peace. And we told you this would happen. Now, why am I telling you this? Because on a micro level, this is also happening to some of you now. Comments from some of even the membership of this very program say, why is this year so difficult? And it's difficult for the same reason that many would say, well, in this wonderful new year, crying, why did we have war? It is an attempt at resolution. What is it that has happened in your life that perhaps flared up that never has before regarding things that were never resolved? I speak mostly of relationships of all kinds. Brother to brother, sister to sister, parents to children, at work. Any of these things, the things that have been unspoken and unresolved for many years, start to come to a head now in this year. Have any of you seen that? Perhaps this would explain why things are the way they are. We're going to talk about dreams soon. And there will be an entire program on dreams this month. How many of you are having dreams that you didn't expect that are not pleasant? Perhaps there is resolution starting to sort itself out within your own mind. There are things perhaps that you have put in the corner of your mind not to bring out because you didn't want to, you were afraid of. Or it's too hurtful. That often results, dear ones, in dreams that are not pleasant. Sometimes dreaming those things is the release you needed, that your brain needed to release to you in some way, even at night, so that you would have this particular information available and deal with it. Now, that's pretty subtle, but that is all part of it. There are so many subtleties that I have told you about to look for in 2026, especially within the old soul. Let me ask you this. Here's your challenge. How many of you have picked yourself up and decided you were going to go do something that you've never done before and that perhaps you don't even want to think about because you didn't even like it? This was the challenge, and I told you it was. Go do things that take you to areas you have not been to before. Now, this is difficult. This is difficult for almost every human, especially if they're older, because you get set in your ways. I like this, I don't like that. I eat this, I don't eat that. And therefore, here I am in my own bubble of what I do and what I don't. And then that often carries for the rest of your life. And somebody will come along and say, well, why don't we go over here? And you'll say, I don't do that. And that's the answer. It has been, perhaps until now. The challenge, say yes to things you would not normally say yes to. And the reason is this, and it's obvious, but you need to hear it yet again. Takes you out of your bubble. And in that out of your bubble are the synchronicities waiting for you to see, meet, be with, analyze, and use. You'll have situations that make you act in certain ways you didn't even know would be there. You have those you might meet who will now be friends for the rest of your life in places you would never go. You meet those who can help you with issues and problems that you have now. Or perhaps you're trying to step into something you've never done before and needed help, and there it is. But you won't get that by staying home in your bubble, because you know all about your bubble. There's no surprises in your bubble. And that is one of the things that I am saying to old souls everywhere. Get out. Do a few things that you normally don't do. And they don't have to be radical. It is simply going to places you haven't gone to before with people perhaps who want you there with them. Or there's something that comes along and you think, what a coincidence that here is a message or an advertisement for something that I've always wanted to look at that. And then you do it. And then you find out why that message hit you in the way it did in your mind. Dear ones, that was the second one that I've told you about. 2026 is a year of change. Now, the thing about this year of change is that there is not near the pushback that there was in 24, 25, and before that. That pushback is almost non-existent now, letting you, number three, try things again that did not work before. What is it you might have tried before, you thought was a good idea, and it didn't work out the way you thought it did? Whatever it is, think now. Was there something that disappointed you because there was no result that you tried, perhaps, in an older energy? Now, there is all manner of wisdom that says, don't keep trying the same thing and expect different results. I am telling you, this time there could be. Is it worth a shot to at least investigate it one more time? This energy is for you. So here's the other challenge, is to revisit perhaps some of the things that did not work the way you'd hoped they'd work. And you'll find that there is very little pushback to that energy-wise. And the situations perhaps that didn't allow things to work before are far different now. Give it a shot. These are the kinds of things that we speak to old souls who are trying to navigate this new landscape, this energy of 2026, which is truly, truly different from anything you've had before. It's especially difficult for those who have come out of 30 years or so of a certain kind of old energy and saying, well, now it's safe to come out. And you will say, really? Well, it hasn't been so far. Well, it is now. Give it a try. Give it a shot, as they say. It's the year where some of you will actually change directions in your life. And you'll change directions because there's a new intuition that says it's okay. All of these things, I am asking you, how are you doing so far? We'll talk again about these kinds of things that are, let's say, in the field for you. And so it is.